The vision of Christ is to see His church mature and manifest His fullness. The message you're about to listen to will engrave the perfection of Christ in your heart and cause you to thread victoriously on the path of life. Now hear the glorious words of eternal life from Apostle Stephen Lawrence Tamako.
In some atmosphere that keeps and sustains you, God keeps you. Two people. Paul said that I travel in birth so that Christ will be formed in thee. It is someone who is laboring for you. That's why you are standing. You know the mystery about being a pastor. You are not alone. There are many people who are always depending on your pockets. That's why the Bible said that give us double honor because we labor. Pastors deserve to be paid more than the president. He doesn't labor in the word. If you question this, don't study the Bible again. The Bible is the one who said it. I'm not the one. You brought a fast cow onto the altar. And you turn back and you see the pastor chewing part of the cow. Don't complain. He's partaker of the altar. That's why I don't talk about pastors and what they have. Because I know that it's a reward for all the sacrifices and things that they do. Babies. Small thing, they'll go and complain. That today, pastor is dressed like a worldly person. Can you imagine that pastor's sister started from $1,000? Where are we going to get that money from? They talk about everything, so. Babes in Christ. Very carnal. Paul didn't take much from the church of Corinth. They would have elderly people, but yet they were babies. He feared being labeled as someone who called mercenary. Sometimes some of you are there. God actually lays on your heart to do something for your shepherd, your cell leader, or something like that. It's not the devil. No devil will lead you to do good. Devil will never give you the idea. How can the devil come and lead you to push the work? Then what kind of devil is that? Maybe he doesn't know his identity. It doesn't happen. Anytime that you are giving to a man of God, you are so into spiritual things. Giving is a privilege. God measures your giving by what is left, not what you have given. We are talking about honoring your pastors. Honoring your pastors. Today, we want to talk about giving. And I'll teach you how to give. Amen. In a few times, I spoke about other aspects of it. Yes. I spoke about they not having a sword in vain. Yeah, actually, when pastors teach you, so it's not because they want money. I'll show you from the Bible. Yeah. Some of you think it's because apostle is hungry. Me, I can never go hungry. Unless you don't know me well, I can never go hungry. You don't know. By God's grace, one day one of my friends visited me. By then I was level 300. And he looked around me. Everything was beautiful. He's also a man of God. Yeah. Okay, me, everything is beautiful. Say, apostle, you are blessed though. So anything you say, you get it. Yes. Say, you are blessed. Anything you say, you get it. He started comparing us with their church in a way. Because of the way he admired the vision. It's a serious thing. That is how it has been. Anything I say, I'll get it. That's the truth. And I always say that, I know people who do my stuff for me. And yeah, 20% soon I'm here. And yeah, maybe, good. But it's my responsibility to teach you the right thing. Before a monster teaches you, I must teach you the right thing. That's the work of a shepherd. So today we will learn. There was one lady who was in the church. She used to support our stores a lot. The lady does what? Somehow, sometimes she told us that, she wants to be going to her former church or something like that. We didn't talk. So a few times back, Pastor Salas was showing me the things this lady has been doing. Pictures. I was speechless. The pastors, anybody who come and tell you that he wants to go back to the former church, it's a scam. It's a scam. Yes. It's a demonic act. All of them, they don't do anything better. It's because there's something that, I don't know. The thing that has pierced me to today, I'm shocked. I'm in awe, like as I'm talking to you. It's serious. The pastors, have you heard what I'm saying? It's a big scam. It's serious. The lady, this lady used to come for prayers and the rest. Right now, let her status and things. Beloved, it's some atmosphere that keeps and sustains you. It's some anointing that sustains you. Don't take the anointing for granted. Don't think you are all by yourself. It's by the grace of the Lord. Yeah, I'm telling you. The day you fail to recognize that grace, you start falling. Don't think you are anointed by yourself. No. These are the things when pastors talk about. Apostle, what are you saying? Apostle, who are you saying? God is God, and God keeps you. Two people. Paul said that, for I labor for you, so that Christ may be formed in thee. It is someone who is laboring for you. That's why you are standing. Don't do too long. Paul said that I travel in birth so that Christ will be what? Will be formed in thee. Because of some people's intercession in the church. That's why you are not messing up. It's true. That's what is in the Bible. I believe at this point people should even be clapping for the Lord Jesus. It's serious. It's pity. The thing pain is, I wish I could talk to the lady. I remember she even got healed of some chronic disease at one of our services. Yeah, serious one. Chronic disease from childbirth. Medical science couldn't do it. One Sunday, as we were worshiping, I raised worship somewhere. Boom, miracle. The lady was amazed. So first, she couldn't even swim and other stuff. So people said, me, person, I can't answer me, breathe. As you see me here, we are not joking, no. I'm not joking. Am I speaking to somebody? Yes. Yeah, me, yeah. So I can't even continue, but I'll continue. Yeah. There are some things, it's a scam. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 14. So fine girl. And as he has decided, well, if you think I'm against other churches, it's not like that too. I'm in for you. You are my focus. Now, start from the verse 13. I said giving. Today is giving. Honoring your pastors, give.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 13. Do you not know that this...
The teachings is not supposed to make you feel bad or make you feel good either. They are meant to empower you. So if you are feeling bad, you have a problem. Because of what I'm saying. Oh, me, I've never bought any gift to the pastor. It doesn't matter. I'm saying that. Know the writing and do it. That is all. It doesn't matter. Oh, but apostle, me, I don't have money. Even if it's my father who has been feeding me 2 CDs a day, can I give to a pastor? It doesn't matter. Know the writing and do it. Yours is 2 CDs a day. You can't give. But someone's own is 1 CD a day. He's giving it. It's just like Jesus Christ. He was at the temple. People were giving what? Offering, right? He took an offering. And he's one old lady. Came and gave everything in her life. He said, all of you, including those of you who have V8, those who don't have V8, those of you who are very poor, you have something. And yet you are keeping something from God. Among all of you, this woman who has given the greatest. Because when she gave, there was nothing left. So God measures your giving by what is left, not what you have given. That is the kingdom standard. It purifies, it shows the purity of your heart and your trust in the Omega. Are you here with me? So let us continue.
Do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple?
Continue.
And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar.
They are partakers with the altar. So let me show you something. Some of you are here. You came to church so that you come and give offering to God, isn't it? Have you seen the interesting? But that offering you've given, part of it must go to the pastor. Because they are partakers of the same altar. They are partakers. That altar where you come to put the thing. You brought a fast cow onto the altar. If you turn and you turn back and you see the pastor chewing part of the cow, don't complain. He's partaker of the altar. So if you come back and say, even my mother said, no, they chop this kind of fat. So if you don't want the pastor to eat it, keep it in your house. Let it rot over there. They are partakers of that altar. Are you here with me? Hello. Let's continue reading.
Even so had the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel.
Those who preach the gospel, they should live of the gospel. Do you know the interesting thing that Paul did? Paul looked at the Old Testament under the law. How priests are partakers of that altar. And he saw that under the new covenant, those who preach the gospel, they are also partakers of that which comes out of it. If someone goes to preach somewhere and they give the person $20 million, please. And the next day, the person starts wearing gold ring, gold that, gold the please. If you cannot afford it, keep quiet. He's partakers of that thing. Many a time, these people, they do fasting, and dry fasting. Then you be a kimpiskin. No, Udiana, Udi. Udiana, Udi. Udi, after the 1 minute, then you are walking around. Then there's someone at the miracle center praying. He comes out of the miracle center. God uses his anointing to reveal something to somebody or deliver somebody. Someone turns and buy in V8. Keep quiet. Keep on walking and be eating. Keep on walking. They are partakers of the anointing. As you see me here, that's why I don't talk about pastors and what they have. I don't care. Because I know that it's a reward for all the sacrifices and things that they do. That's why sometimes some of you are there. God actually lays on your heart to do something for your shepherd, your cell leader or something like that. It's not the devil. It is not too big. It's not the devil will never make you do certain things. How can the devil come and lead you to push the work? You think we're Jimmy Anna? Then what kind of devil is that? Maybe he doesn't know his identity. No devil will do that thing. God says, some idea drops into your say, hey, this 100,000 in my account, let me give 2,000 to Pastor Erasmus and say, I rebuke it. Jesus, I cast you. Devil will never give you the idea. It's not devil. Devil never does that. Devil will never empower the work. Because it will fight his own kingdom. It doesn't happen. No devil will lead you to do good. Do you understand what it means to be a devil? He will not do something that is contrary to his nature. Is everybody listening to me? And that is how powerful the thing is. There are so many times that you have an inspiration to support the work. And do you know the mystery about being a pastor? You are not alone. There are many people who are always depending on your pockets. So if there is dry season over there, there will be dry season in many homes. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are never alone. If there is dry season over there, if there is Hamatan, there will be Hamatan in many houses. After that, you'll be very shocked. Sometimes you're a pastor, you come under some of this pressure. You have to pay for something for somebody. And you don't have money. You'll be there. You'll be crying. Hey, God, do something on your work. What if the people in the church are not empowered to support the work? You realize that it is going a long way doing us all the bad, to be honest with you. So you guys, as you are here, it is not just every day you're expecting a person will come and preach, receive money, receive cars, take it, and you, I'm seeing you. The Lord is using you. The Lord will give you money. It's not that. Sometimes you must even force apostles to come and preach on this. Because this is what makes everything balance. This is what makes everything balance. Don't see the pastors that preach on giving that they are devils. No. None of them is close to the devil. Actually, they crumple. They are even the best, usually in the kingdom. If you go to Nigeria, the way they have money, because Nigerians believe in giving. It's only in Nigeria that you see an armed robber praying to God for protection. You might think I'm joking. So go. I have someone that I know. The person goes to this Nigerian-based church. It's me, body. I say, when he goes to church, the kind of people who come to church is frightening. He said, fraud boys, so assault people and all these things that come to church. You see their basa-basa lifestyle. You see all of them come to church. It gets always very concerned. Yes, in church, they come to church. Because they believe in God and they believe in his wonders. See, if one person come and be with you in church, he too is praying for God for increase in his business. He also wants breakthrough. Some of you, you think I'm preaching. I'm serious, man. I'm serious. They believe. These people, they just give madly to the things of the kingdom. They just give madly. I have one close friend of mine who is Nigerian billionaire. Young guy. Some of you know him. It's my close friend, Pa. You know what? He has pastors on his payroll. Pastors who are not even in his church. Say he pays pastors like his own workers. And you, Ghanaian business, you be here, you want to compete with these people. Do you know the deity that is backing their businesses? You are joking. Sure. You don't know. We are entering the word. Let's continue. Pastor Steven, let's go.
Verse 15. But I have used none of these things. Neither have I written these things. That it should be so done unto me. For it were better for me to die than that any man should make me glorying void. Verse 19. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain them all.
1 Timothy 5:17-18. I wanted to preach some things down there, but ewa. So let's just leave it.
1 Timothy 5:17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor.
Now, the secret is that one of the things you realize that Paul didn't take much from the church of Corinth. Most of his supplies were coming from the church in Macedonia. That's why the next verse that I have decided not to do, not because Paul wasn't taking people's giving, but he was taking from other sources. Yeah. Because the people in Corinth, they were babies. Their babies. Small thing, then they'll go and complain. Do you know? Can you imagine that today pastors started from $1,000? Where are we going to get that money from? The church in Corinth, yeah, they were babies. They were memory. Apostle, how do you think that? Okay, should we enter the Bible? 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual.
Unto spiritual, unto matured men.
But as unto carnal.
Babies, carnal.
Even as unto babes in Christ.
Babes in Christ. Continue.
I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For ye were not able to bear it.
You are not able to bear the hard things of the kingdom. The matured food.
Neither yet now are ye able.
Even right now, sir, you are not ready.
For ye are yet carnal.
You are very carnal.
For whereas there is among you envying.
Envying.
Strife.
Strife.
And divisions.
Divisions.
Are you not carnal?
Are you not carnal?
And walk as men.
It's okay. And others, there was memory, there were everything there. The church, they will have elderly people, but yet they were babies. They will go about talking, bia. Ah! Did you see our happy at church yesterday? Pastor, he now came. He's dressed like a worldly person. They talk about everything some. Now he's wearing, how do you call it, a shoe, a foot, this thing. Now he's wearing jeans. They complain about everything some. So because of that, it was one of the main reasons why Paul chose. He feared being labeled as someone who called mercenary. Yeah, people who do things because of money. You can check. That's why the Bible said that give us double honor because we labor in doctrine. We labor. We study the Bible into more details to come and talk to you. You fear being labeled a mercenary. You see, everything is there. If you read the commentaries of the Corinthians books, you see all these things. There's something I call commentaries. That one is different from the Bible itself. Uh-huh. But the commentaries is on the Bible. They reveal to you the Bible in deeper aspects. That is the interesting thing. But he was getting supplies for other people. Yeah, he was getting supplies. So a point came, Paul said that, it's not that I don't want to take from you. You remember that side? I said, yes, I'm impressing you one day. Yes, I'm impressing you. Because some of you know, we are babies too much. If you come and sow, how do you call it? Rose rice into apostles' life, you go back and be complaining. You say, every day, we have to give. Every day, you go and talk. So because of some of you, I don't even want to take anything from you. After some of you, if you come and offer me your life, self, I'll reject it. Because your mentality, you have not gotten there yet. You have not gotten there yet. And for the mature pastor, this is the word to you. Not everybody, you must accept their seeds. That's why when they bring you, let them take it back. So that they'll know, say, giving is a privilege. Not all of them. That you have to ask like Apostle Paul. Not say, come and deal with you. No. That's sometimes you have to scrutinize the people, descend their hearts before you take it. To be very honest with you. I'm serious, man. Be very careful the people you take seats from. This one is to the pastors, cell leaders, and those who are in positions to receive seats. I'm talking to you. Let's continue.
Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor.
Okay.
Especially they who labor in the word
those
and doctrine.
Those who labor in the word. So the other day I said that, even though, so that means your pastors deserve to be paid more than the president. He doesn't labor in the word. Some of you say, apostle, how possible? Please, if you question this, don't study the Bible again. The Bible is the one who said it. I'm not the one. Do you think that when he said that those who labor in the world, Paul knew that there were chiefs in the land? Didn't he know? He knew there were chiefs. He knew there were engineers. He knew there were contractors. He knew there were everything. Some. But those who labor in the world, because listen, our faith is the most important aspect of our lives. And those that God has made the custodians, they must be the most privileged according to kingdom standards. That is why if you come here and apostle comes to church and my dress is not nice, you have every right to buy me a new dress instantly and tell me apostle change this one or else we won't allow you to preach. And it has, our church, I was once there when our leaders entered my room. So apostle, the way you dress for programs, we don't like it. From today, anytime that there's a major program, we'll buy you a new clothes you wear. Say we don't like it. Say anytime there's a program, we'll buy you new clothes. New clothes. So anytime there's a program, I just have to say that this is what I want to wear. And they just go and they buy it for me. So work, you see the dress I wore. Some of our people contributed to the club for them. Thank God. The prophet, you have to dress. We wore the same dress to a wedding. And one man of God saw us and says, me and problem, we have made up our mind that anytime that a brand new suit is introduced into the market, we get it first. And if someone says this about your pastor, won't you feel some egoic things within you? Yeah, but it is people's money. Oh, my brother, am I lying? Yes. It's people's money. No. Sometimes somebody's who last one sitting put on the count. Maybe we thank God for the lives of all these people. May the Lord increase them in Jesus' name. Because we are representation of the masses. We are representation of God himself. If obviously, if I come here naked and I'm only in my how do you call it, in my shorts, many of you wouldn't listen to me. You even start quoting the Bible to me. You rather I need even the preaching. Because you're already saved. See, these are important things that confront churches. But sometimes we don't know and we look unconcerned. We don't know. We are not really concerned about it. But in the house, True mature people are always concerned about these things. Trust me. So this teaching is not to make you, and when your father turns like this, then you remove his money and steal it. No. No. Debbie. No. We are talking about people from their genuine heart who support things from their pocket so that we can push the work and expand the work. Are you here with me? Huh? Let me tell you, a pastor who is under the burden of paying his rent, eh? A pastor who is under the burden of paying his rent, eh? Let me tell you something, eh? That person, eh, that you can, the anointing will not flow like a pastor who is not under any burden to pay anything. That's the whole truth. You don't know, eh? I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the whole gospel truth. Oh, you don't know. Because of the way the anointing works. The other day I told you the principle of when Isaac wanted to bless what? His son Esau. He said that go. We'll see 1 year. We'll see it. We'll see what Isaac thing, and we'll see it in the Bible today. Some of you, when you be the mystery behind the anointing. Say, go and buy me. Bring me my favorite meal. Say, me dear. Out of that abundance of heart, I can bless you. Because, listen, the potency of the anointing. When a hungry man and an unhappy man of God is blessing you, and the potency of the anointing, when the happy, filled man of God is blessing you, it's not the same. It's two different things. Otherwise, Isaac would have blessed the son right over there with an empty stomach and right on that state. But he chose to bless the son in his happiest state. I'm telling you. And to my dear ladies, when you marry a man, make sure he's filled with his favorite food before you make your request. Some of you don't know anything, and you tend to turn in flesh to men when you marry them. And you think it's the devil who is doing you. It's not devil. It's wisdom that you don't have. Eh? Your husband just enters the house now. You have placed how to go 100 requests on the table. He has not even eaten. Without even the revelation, I know that this kind of marriage won't go far. Someone with wisdom will soon take the man away. Yes, you need to give him his favorite meal. Say, with Diana, Nenia J. Yes. Then you can place in a nice request. Especially if it's not a gentle one. Because his reaction to even the bad news you say when he's full is different from when he's angry. A hungry man is already an angry man. And you are going to tell this angry man that day, iPhone 11 Pro now at Amazon, you've gotten it missing. You, that day you'll be the kebab who will be roasted. It's serious. All these things are wisdom. Beloved, let's continue with the word. Pastor Stephen.
For the scripture said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treated.
This one I've explained it to the last time. Let's go to Galatians 6, 6 to 10.
Galatians 6, verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that
good.
Is
good. Those of you things. That you are being, like as I'm preaching to you, communicate back unto the man of God. Yes, communicate back. As we have been preaching and say, or measure, not because we need it. We'll see that in the scripture. Not because we need it. Sometimes we don't need it, but there are some people in our lives who need it. We'll be very shocked. I thank God though. If I say we are blessed church, we are blessed church. Those who took me to wedding, you saw it. A young man and when they got married. So many people, pastors, men of God came. Aside the church of the lady and I think the man of God's ministry, GCB is the only church that they call to take pictures with the couples. Who can say apostle the pseudonyms are? Just like me, I tell you, I don't like talking plain thing. I like to keep quiet. I don't talk plain thing. That's the way I am in Kasabebri. There are some people, apostle, you talk plain thing. Yes, when I say I don't talk, that means pertaining to certain things. I hope I'm making sense to somebody. Yes. These are people who want me to even minister in their churches when I've been doing why dodge things. Because I don't really like that. And you, when I come here and minister every day, you just come. Apostle, how about I go to the house? You are forgiven. Pastor Steve, let's continue.
Be not deceived.
Uh-huh.
God is not mocked.
Uh-huh.
For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Uh-huh.
For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption.
Uh-huh.
But he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap.
Have you seen where the thing is going to? He that sows into the spirit, you shall reap things of the spirit. Amen. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So how many of you are conscious that anytime that you are giving to a man of God, you are sowing into spiritual things? How many people are conscious of that? You see, that is how interesting the world is. When we are going to, how do you call it, buy a land, we know you already pay for church this, you pay for that, you pay for this, you pay bray. But God is saying that do not be tired. When we come to call you again, that I want to buy a private jet for the church. Don't be tired, because God knows that there are times that many people have done so many good. Because of that, they don't want to do any good again. Do not be tired. Even after doing several good, when we call you that, patron, man of God, we have to buy a land. Please bring some money to support it. At any time, what you can afford is what you must give. It is not compulsory. Do not be tired. There are some people, they become tired. You give 1, 2, 3, they think they have given everything in the world. Meanwhile, you have not gone to the cross yet. Do not be tired in doing good. Do not be tired. Am I speaking to somebody? Because the work must move on. To be honest with you, so long as you remain a Christian, and giving and harvesting remain a principle in the kingdom, or your whole life will be giving and harvesting spiritual things. Harvesting blessing. Your whole life will be giving. So if you have given twice already and you are tired, then you don't want to continue with your pursuit. Your whole life will be given. Every time you give, I'm telling you that. It is not a prophecy. It is pure knowledge. You give every day. And clap for the Lord Jesus that you give every day. Good news. Every time you be giving, you give. Sometimes you be there, you be giving. You give, sir, you give. Everybody's on, you give. You give, or you give. Tell somebody, you give, or you give. You give, sir. And tell the person, may the Lord supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Amen. Yes, you give. You give, Papa. Who should come and give to support the word? The devil. Let's continue. Ezekiel 44 verse 30. This is where people will be shocked. Now people know, say, and yes, me diagro. Ezekiel 44 verse 30. It's serious. So this scripture, listen to it very carefully. Very, very carefully. You understand the Isaac principle.
44 verse 30. And the first of all, the first fruits of all things.
Good.
And every oblation of all. Of every sort of all your oblation.
The first fruit of everything. Are you a farmer? Are you a banker? Whatever. You have the first fruit of everything. Some. Anytime you go and harvest. The first fruit of the cassavas. Of the apples. Of the yams. Of everything. Some. The apple boy, you know. The one that is powerful. And let's continue.
Shall be to the priest.
Shall be to the priests. The priest. The pastor. The priest.
Ye shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough.
Uh-huh.
That he may cause the blessing to rest in thy house.
The first of your what?
Dough.
Uh-huh, the dough,
That he may cause the blessing to rest in thy house.
That he may cause the blessing to rest upon you. People don't get it. This one, the priest is not blessing you before you bring the first fruit. This blessing comes after the first fruit. This blessing comes after the giving. Not before the giving. Yes. Because there's a blessing that makes you reap. That makes you reap the harvest. As you have gone to plant into the land. Sometimes there are times. If you read the book of Joel, there was a time that God caused locusts. And do you know what? You see, after the crops of the Israelites are up to maturity, ready for harvest, then this locust went to what? Chop everything. That means that there will be famine in the land. What you must understand that there are so many factors that affect. So sometimes you can plant, but then there are some termites that will go and eat all your products. So there will be no harvesting. Some of you are here, haven't you seen your uncles and aunties and them who are farm? And when they were going to harvest, they realized that some animal has chopped parts of the thing. Some of you have not done farming before, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes even by a tuber, you realize that some disease will just eat all parts of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there's a blessing that makes you reap when you have sown the seed. But there's a blessing that comes after the harvest. And the one that comes after the harvest is what we call increase, expansion. Increase, expansion. So those days you have 10 acres of land, get ready for 100 acres. That one is expansion, is increase, is to make fats. Is the what we call Mimsak anointing. The anointing for increase. The Mimsak anointing. The anointing for increase. The anointing for increase. So you were blessed because of that, you were able to harvest. But as you have gone to put at the priest's feet, he will bless you the more. That is the word. You were blessed, so you were able to harvest, two of us. No time, nothing came to worry you. You were blessed. You are blessed, you are not sick. You are not using your salary for hospital bills and the rest. Curing one disease after the other. Your company is still getting money. But don't forget that the Mimsak anointing is waiting for you.
The anointing for expansion. Am I ministering to somebody? Clap for the Lord Jesus. Look at, USA remains a powerful nation in the world because they give a lot to the poor. They take other nations as their children. Yes. They remain a powerful nation in the world. Their powerfulness is by divine being. It's very divine. USA, Israel. Don't joke with these nations. Even if you have four balls, don't joke with these nations. The kind of authority that is backing these nations, don't try it. It will take more than a gun or a bomb to wipe them away. It will take more. How many of you have read the Jewish war that happened in the, around the 1950s or 40s? Where they used six days to win a war. Go and check and see. 6 days. Not that the Jews, they are not many. They are just about 6 million in number. They produce all the time and export to other nations, but yet it hardly rains in the land of Israel. It hardly rains. Their source of water to what? Grow their crops is irrigation. But yet these people export cabbage. They export many stuffs. You don't know what is happening. The land flowing with milk and honey. This is how the land is. Very strange land. That is what they will tell you when you go to Israel. I believe in the Lord. By God's grace, we'll go to Israel. You go and see the place yourself. Yes. Very strange land. That like very strange land. The day my pastor went there and came back, he said that everything that is in the Bible is true. When you go, you see it over there, right before your eyes. Life and Caleb. Nobody has to add anything to it or subtract. It's right there before you. When you go, come back, you cannot doubt the Bible again. How can people, many years ago, we get so many things very accurate, even measurements. Even the Egyptian hieroglyphics, okay? Even that one, I learned it was more than 2,000 different alphabets. Very difficult to read. How many is English? 26. The Egyptian hieroglyphics, it didn't even have vowels. You people, I didn't come here to teach about that. Let's continue the way. The priest will bless you after you have brought everything. Philippians 4 verse 16 to 19.
Philippians 4 verse 16. For even in Thessalonica, but I desire for you that they may...
Did you hear that? Not because I desire for a gift. Yeah. That's what Paul said. You Paul gave not because I desire a gift. Not because I needed them. Let's continue.
But I desire for you that may abound to your account.
Uh-huh.
But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus.
Say, I'm full. Like, my full. Like, I'm so full. I have all. I have everything, son. Continue.
Having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an order of a sweet smell, a sacrifice, an order acceptable. Of
a sweet smell, a sacrifice. Paul was now picturing a sacrifice that had been put on the altar for God. That's what your giving to the priest represents. Let's continue.
A sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God.
Well-pleasing to God.
But my God shall supply all your needs.
Oh, but my anointing shall give you. Yeah, continue.
But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
You, it's okay. It's okay. God bless you so much. Amen. You. Proverbs 11 verse 24. Yes, and maybe I want to end over there. 24 and 25.
Verse 24. There is that scattered.
This is the scriptures. Eh?
There is that scattered.
There is that which scattered.
And yet increaseth.
Who scatter? You scatter seeds. There is that which scatter.
And yet increaseth.
And you increase.
And there is that which holdeth more than is meat.
That which hold more. And even hold that things that you shouldn't hold. There are some people who don't have much, but yet you give. And God said that you increase. But yes, there are some people, you are keeping your money because it looks too small. You are keeping your money even though it is too much. You will never grow. You never increase. Read it again. Maybe they didn't hear you.
There is that scattered and yet increase.
There are some that scatter.
And there is that withholded more than is meat. But
yes,
it tended to
there
poverty.
Are some that they withhold.
Tended to poverty.
It tends to poverty. It tells you. So all the things you are holding now, you don't want to give. It is gradually making you a poor person. So only poor people who don't give. It's gradually making you, because your mentality, no. Abubo to say cement. Nothing can enter, nothing can come out of it. I have the building to say concrete. Yeah. That hamatan we have bosso. Give. Scatter. Amen. You can read it. Continue.
The liberal soul shall be made fat. And he that waters shall be watered.
He that waters shall be watered. He that giveth shall be given. Oh, you don't understand. It's okay. He that waters shall be watered. These are principles. Life principles. He that waters shall be watered. He that gives shall be given. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Sometimes, Apostle, where does all these things start from? The whole thing starts from your pocket. One city, two cities. Because to give to your pastor is a consciousness that you have that nobody can rob from you. When you have the person at heart, it's a consciousness. Let me show you how the consciousness is. For instance, you are coming to visit maybe like prof, or you are coming to meet prof. You are giving 10 CDs. Please, how much is one bottle of water? One CD. It's not one CD. How much is one tom-tom? Good, 20 pesos. Listen on. As a way that you think about the person, you can just buy one tom-tom and come and give it to him. That is all. One bottle of water, give it to him. It's a consciousness that makes you act some way. It's a consciousness. So every day, everything that is in your heart will be revealed through your acts. Even Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So the day you went to tell a lady, oh, I love you. Oh, sorry. I was just joking. You are not joking. Many a times you premeditated on this thing. You saw that day to be the best opportunity to say it. You are not joking. One joke, you cry. You are joking, sir. Can you joke like that with other ladies in the same church? Or in the class? Out of the abundance of the heart, you finally said it. And because you fear the person might not take it in a good manner, you say, I'm sorry. If Uka, I love you now, and if you do so quickly, Jesus said, I'll you to know. Uka, Uka said it was a mistake. Uka, you'd have ended with, So it's a consciousness. It starts with a consciousness. It starts with what? It starts with a consciousness. When you come to place a priority, when you come to place a value, you come to place a demand, you come to place a high value on that personality, that priest, pastor, or whoever the person is in your life, a value, then it begins to cause you to act in some particular way. So even though you didn't go to the mall because of him, before you left, at least you bought him one Fanta. That's why it's a consciousness. Yes. So to be liberal starts from being a conscious person, open in thinking, a giver, a by heart giver. Consciousness. The consciousness to do good. The same way to give to church comes with the consciousness that you want to support the kingdom work by all means. So throughout the week, you have sat down to measure and you have said in your heart that this Sunday, I want to give an offering that will shock heaven. It will shock heaven. So throughout the week, you started planning. Oh, maybe one day, every day, I can save one CD. So that Sunday, I would have gotten 10 CDs. So the 10 CDs becomes an offering. But there's no priority. So do you know what? Throughout the week, you have used money on useless things, including useless phone calls and many, many things. But it wasn't expensive. Empty church, you have to give an offering. You were calculating what to be left. You had so much issue. Oh, why? Offering. Why offering? Can't it be free? Please, we are not doing free SHS here. It starts with what? A consciousness. Amen. A consciousness to give. To a powerful giver. A very powerful giver. Yeah, that is it. So sometimes it's what do you have? You can do something with it. That is all. Even if it's one CD. So the bottle water that probably you are buying for the pastor, he doesn't really need it. So he has abound. He doesn't even need it. But it's a consciousness. He doesn't need it, but someone may need it. Consciousness that comes to you. That makes you think in some particular way. No matter how bebre it is, I don't care. Where is Pastor Kingsley? The last time you're the one who repaired my watches. So how many it was? Say, if I have a watch shop, like I have money. Bebre. How many it was? Then recently, someone in the US sent me one. Very nice. Mr. Abeka sent me to Abri. Bebre. Even rather than come to church, I'm even confused the one I should wear. Bebre. Many years ago, something like that. I didn't need to be confused about. Because you have only one. If you don't wear it, there's nothing you wear. So that one is already chosen one. That is all. But that is the grace of the Lord reaching me. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Some of you even be shocked that these people got to know the apostle wears the same shoe every Sunday. You wonder how black. You may not see the difference, but if I wear the same trouser every Sunday, some of you see it. You don't know. It's serious. Oh, it's serious. Me, I don't take human beings for granted, to be very honest with you. But you see, I'm giving you an example because even though this pastor has all these things, Bible is saying that these people, they are supposed to be abound. There's no complaint. Because of that, if you enter the shop and you see a watch that is nice and it suits him or your pastor, still buy it even though he has, because that is what you can afford. You can't afford it. What you can afford, go and give it to him. Because you have a particular you give that make, that places, makes you place priority on certain things. The word is priority. That means shout and anointing many of you are designed for. This is the beginning. Yeah, this is the beginning. This is the beginning. Pastor, I can imagine the priest in the olden days. How do bless people if they don't have any food over there? Now, come with this, unto me, Kasa. You, okay, you are blessed. Blessings have been choked with poverty and hunger. You can't say anything. They are blessed. They will continue to be blessed. Every day, every time, every year, they will expand. Keep on complaining, they will be increasing. Anyway, God bless you so much. Amen.
Blessed one, we trust you've been transformed by this message. For your testimonies of how Apostle Sefam Tama Close Ministry has been a blessing to you, kindly call or WhatsApp us on 0574135513 or email us on the Glorious Church Brethren 100@gmail.com. You can also get this and any other message of our man of God from our online stores. Keep enjoying this life-transforming atmosphere.